This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's epic in this time of great censorship and tyranny to still be on air. And what the audience has done is activists in the arena keeping us on air is epic. So I give Thanksgiving to you a few days out from Thanksgiving, my friends. We're showing some beautiful art that's pulled from the human subconscious by AI. AI aggregates millions of people's thoughts and dreams, shows us a reflection of ourselves, and we think AI made it. No, that is the human subconscious. And finally, I've seen what I dream about every night, but even more intense and more powerful. All right, let's go ahead and go to Lee in the middle of the USA. Lee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. It's an honor and privilege to talk to you.
Yes, same to you.
What I'd like to talk about is the 40 informants that the FBI had on the Bidens. I don't think you guys are really focusing enough on that, and I think there's a lot of juicy stuff to read there.
You're right. I meant to play the Fox News pieces on that, all that. That's incredible, because they're all part of it getting the money, too.
Well, yeah, they are. But here's the thing. They were keeping an eye on the Bidens for years. Now, the Bidens had these documents in multiple places, too, and include Joe Biden's home, the Penn Biden Center, and then also a place in Chinatown, Baltimore, I believe it was. But don't quote me on that. And I want to know what they had to say, because if you connect all of these dots, I have a feeling you're going to find out that Hunter Biden was committing treason and espionage against the United States.
Well, no, he's on audio recordings on his laptop saying, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence.
Exactly. And it's all right out there. He partied in multiple cities or did business in multiple cities with Yi Jianming and Ho Chi Ping of the CEFC. Both of them are Chinese intelligence agents. One of them's a billionaire, and they live that billionaire lifestyle. But I want to know what they found, and why did the FBI cover it up? Chuck Grassley's claiming that these informants reported on crimes that the Bidens were committing, and it was all hidden.
They're above the law. Trump's being indicted for a crooked toenail, and then Hunter Biden's just running around. But they put him there because he's compromised, because he'll do whatever they tell him. I mean, that's the reason Biden was put there.
Yeah, Hunter's busy, you know, running around, you know, all these different court cases, but he's also dropping off cocaine, you know, next to the Situation Room, you know, just in case. And these things are just so obnoxiously obvious, Alex.
Yeah, they're a bunch of pedophile, drug addict, complete maniacs. Look at the press secretaries, all of them. They're a bunch of traitors. They're a bunch of scum. They're a bunch of bad people that get off on doing nasty, bad things. They'd have 10 times the power if they just empowered the United States, but they're just too scummy to do that.
And why are our elected officials not reining in this government agency? They're supposed
because
to
they're insider trading and they're on the Chi-Com funding tit as well. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell's wife, a Chi-Com agent, and so that's why they're not doing it, because they're part of it.
It's obnoxious, and there needs to be some accountability in D.C. because it's all you have to do is connect the dots. It's so simple, and if a kid sitting in the middle of nowhere can figure it out.
Yeah, we have a two-layer justice system. Like, they're not going to charge Biden for his house and a storage shed, and just, which he got as vice president. It's illegal for him to have it. Trump, it's legal to have secret documents. And the feds are not going to indict Biden for it. Of course they're not, because they're all part of selling out America, and they've done a great job of it. It's very, very sad.
Well, Joe Biden should have never been on the ballot to begin with. You know, Hunter was caught pre-election stealing from a military.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the Bidens didn't win?
Should have never been on the ballot to begin with.
It's all a fraud, brother. Appreciate your call. All right. That's one call out of the way. Great call. We're going to break for 1 minute to join some stations, and I'm going to go right to your calls, Paul and everybody else. So get ready. But yeah. Yeah, the caller's like, why don't you spend more time with the Bidens? It's known. It's there. Everybody knows. The laptop was real. All of it. Yeah, Biden's a sellout to anybody who'll give him money. I mean, there's new videos of him groping kids and hitting on six-year-olds. I mean, yeah, he's a traitor. He's a piece of garbage. That's who the globalists chose for this moment. Because he'll take all the blame for what they're actually doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year. But because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted InfoWarStore.com.
Good fight in the info war. It's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Head on the highway.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way. You know, I told you a lot of years that I have dreams all the time of stuff that I've never seen in popular culture or media. And now they've released a bunch of AI that's trolling the human subconscious. And it's basically what I've seen. Pretty amazing, but even more spectacular. But still freaking me out. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it. Hell, just keep rolling it. This is better looking at my ugly face. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Paul.
Yes, sir.
There? Hey, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to you since the early 2000s when I was living in New York and handing out CD-ROMs, the 9/11 being an inside job. And it's great to be on your show. I'm with you all the way. There's one subject I want to talk about that I believe I have some specific knowledge that could be a great help to you and all the rest of the listeners, and that is the science of food combining. It comes from the Bible when Moses came down from the mountain. One of the things he says in Leviticus is that the people of Israel should eat their breads and cereals in the morning and their animal flesh at night, meaning that to have in the best health we possibly can, we should not eat animal flesh and carbohydrates in the same meal. We can eat as much meat as we want. We can eat as much bread as we want, but we've got to separate them into different meals. And also, fruits should be eaten alone, and fat, as much fat as you want, can be eaten with carbohydrates. And I incorporated this into my life, and within 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. I wasn't exercising, and I was eating as much as I possibly could.
Yeah, the 600 whatever laws in Leviticus, I've looked at them. They all make sense, yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible, Alex. I lost 35 pounds in 1 month. You can eat as much as you want. You can't eat eggs and toast. You got to eat, like, eggs and avocado or just eggs and as much bacon as you can. When you have a steak, you can't have a white potato. You got to eat it with a sweet potato or as much vegetables as you can. So that's just one thing I wanted to share. You can find all the information in the Tao of Health, Sex, and Law.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patriot in Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Mr. Jones, man, knows it all. Good to speak with you.
I don't know about knowing it all. I know that I know nothing, as Socrates said.
It's Patriot Rep, R-E-P, by the way, but that's okay.
I got it wrong. What's your call sign? No, let's slow down and get it right here. We're here doing this. What's your proper call sign? Hold on just a second. Let's just slow down here. What's your proper? Hold on. Just have a 10-second pause. Just have a 10-second pause here. Serenity. Everything's great. My pet peeves, get the names of the callers right. What is your call sign again?
Patriot Rep.
Okay, go ahead now.
Yeah, I've been a long-time supporter of you, Alex. You know, like I said, we spoke before, and I got your links directly on my campaign site at patriotrep.com. But I want to thank you and InfoWars and everybody out there for everything you do. I'm praying for Owen. But what I wanted to ask you was, did you see the Pete Santilli thing this morning that he put up? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. So what is it?
It's a federal judge ruled to prosecute the deep state. I mean, it goes all the way back to the Oklahoma City bombing and carry on forth. And some names were mentioned, some weren't, because there's still some sealed documents that he's going to release or he's going to expose. But, yeah, it's very, very interesting, man.
That's amazing. So who's the federal judge? What's going on?
I don't remember the federal judge's name, but, you could go right to Pete Santilli on Rumble, and it's 3830. It was 8 o'clock this morning. He broke it all.
All right. Well, I'll look into that. What else is on your mind?
Man, I just wish that people would support you more. I know that because we are the resistance, Alex. And,
well, I mean, it's not listeners' fault. We haven't had most of the great products in. We've had huge obstacles. The listeners have done a great job. But, yeah, we're doing important work. And God bless you, sir. Sorry we got your name wrong. Thank you so much. Evan in California, you're on the air. Evan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Evan, the evangelist. I've had the pleasure of speaking with you before. I want to point out that in the Bible, 1 Timothy 6:10, it says that the love of money is the root of either all evil or all kinds of evil. I noticed that the deep state, what they promote is the love of money, because by doing that, they take the power away from the people to do good things.
Well, that's right. Money is only a symbol of energy. And it's supposed to be a mode of exchange, but they have unlimited through fiat, so they can literally buy anybody that doesn't have morals. But if you have morals, then their money's worth nothing. And that's why they want the cashless society. It's why they want the ESG, the central bank digital currency, the social credit score. Because once they have that, man, we're in deep trouble.
Yeah. I noticed when Andrew Tate was the number one Bugatti salesman on planet Earth promoting that, he was the most Googled man. Well, he's no longer the most Googled man, because they just changed the algorithm because he started to do good things. And I want to point out that there's one or two or three big fat cat listeners listening right now that could pledge enough money to you single-handedly that you would be bankrolled. You're not a Bugatti collector. You're a guy doing good work. And I think people out there should realize that when God gives you wealth, it's to use it for good. And then you're empowering the whole, love of God with actually how you spend your money. And, you know, I'm an evangelist, so this is obvious that I would be thinking this. But people have to realize that I've noticed this over years, that the AI and the deep state, they promote people that love money. I call it the Max Kaiser effect. People that just say, hey, look, I collect money. Well, that gets other people to want to collect money, where we should be bragging about what we're able to do with our money, and we should be pledging, really, to InfoWars. I want to throw in that X2, when I started taking X2 iodine, following your lead, it lowered my blood pressure, made me a healthier guy. So even though your products are world-class, I think there should be some fat cats really pledging to InfoWars and doing good work, and I think you'd be more effective if they did that.
Absolutely. God bless you. I appreciate your support, brother. Let's go to Florida and talk to Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. This is Joe Bender from Florida on X. I just would like Ramaswamy, when he comes on, to address however he would like to the issue of, you know, I saw these reports that he had his company Genevant worked on the lipid nanoparticles used in the Pfizer and Moderna shots, and I've never heard him address anything to do with the vaccines. So I would just like, you know, if he's listening now or if you could ask him when he comes on to comment on that, kind of however you would like to.
No, that's a great question. And let me just in honesty explain this. I interviewed him yesterday, and then we added a bunch of clips and made it like an hour-long documentary. So it's not going to be live next hour. I interviewed him last night. But next time he's on, he admits he was a nanotech company, a biotech company. That's what they were investing in. I mean, I think he's not hid from the fact that that he's been part of all that. He's definitely a very smart guy, and he's, you know, come out against the four shots and the lockdowns and all of it. But I promise you, don't let me forget, crew, next time he's on, I think maybe in the studio in a few weeks, I will bring up that.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate
it. Anything else?
And great work. Well, you know, a while back, this is actually like the first time I talked to you, maybe a couple years ago now, but I mentioned space theory about the black holes not existing and everything being like the planets being connected to the sun, being connected to the galaxies, and all the galaxies are connected via these, all these things are connected via these things called Birkeland's currents of electricity. You could look into that. But
I remember your call.
And you asked, you know, where do you think the energy is coming from? And I kind of said, well, it's like a chicken and an egg thing. I didn't have a really good answer for you. And I think a good way to think of it is that it's coming from God. And I didn't.
Well, we know with the dark matter scans, it's five times more powerful outside of us, a higher dimension bleeding in.
Well, the thing is about dark matter is it's like a duct tape for bad theory. It's kind of like you can fill in the blank. With
yeah, no, they
matter.
Don't know what it is, so they call it dark matter. I totally agree.
So there's the sun recently theory about that. They've added that to patch in. You know, how does the surface of the sun work? Which, by the way, the sun is not a ball of gas. It's condensed material.
Hold on, don't hang up. I want to hear more of this when we come back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver
silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, wild card, all sorts of stuff's being brought up. And Joe's bringing up theory of the universe. And we're told every new theory is a fact, and they keep changing it. But you wanted to make a point about the sun, so just cut to the chase, Joe. Well, what are you saying about the sun? You're talking about the surface of the sun.
Yeah, this guy, Dr. Pierre-Marie Robitaille, he is an expert on this subject, and he's done spectroscopic analysis, and he says that the sun, and this makes sense from a gravity perspective, is not gas. It's actually plasmas can be liquids, gases, or solid. And the sun is a ball of either liquid and or solid. Liquid, it seems to be on the surface, but it's not an illusion that it's a surface. It's actually a liquid, he says metallic hydrogen surface. And I was saying that the planets are connected to the sun via these Birkeland's currents. If the crew could pull up the cosmic web, there's these great photos of the cosmic web. It's like the Birkeland's currents going through intergalactic space, and all the galaxies are positioned along these Birkeland's currents. The arms of our galaxy are also Birkeland's currents, and the sun is connected to the Earth via Birkeland's currents through the North and South Pole. And they acknowledge that there's these magnetic fields on Earth, but we know that magnetic fields and electrical fields always coexist. They can't exist without each other. And so to deny that there's electric currents in space, but acknowledge that there's magnetic fields doesn't really make sense. And space is a perfect temperature to conduct electricity via these plasma currents, because the colder, we know superconductivity on Earth occurs at extremely cold temperatures. And, plasma doesn't have to be fully ionized to conduct electricity. And when it's fully ionized, you get like lightning. It's fully ionized. That's why it's bright and lit up. But it doesn't have to be in that glow mode to conduct a lot of electricity. And so the aurora borealis, Christian Birkeland proved that the auroras were caused by electrical currents, and these are called Birkeland's currents after his
life. Sure, and I've had the head of ARPA on them, and they could even ignite the atmosphere. All right, interesting points, Joe. Thank you. Gary in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
It's such an honor speaking with you today, brother.
Honor to talk to you.
I want to talk about the rapid cancer and these injections.
Turbo cancer.
Turbo cancer. So my cousin, he passed away September 24th of this year, not just almost 2 months ago, of cancer. He first found out he got the cancer back in March, the same month he turned 50. He just turned 50 this year. Well, anyway, he never smoked. He didn't even eat red meat. I mean, he took really good care of himself. They first found the cancer in his lungs and his spine and his prostate, which is quite a lot just in a short amount of time. But within just a couple of months, it had spread all over his body.
Well, they now admit that these mRNA shots literally turn cancer on. That's in mainline science. Everywhere they admit it's happening. Pfizer admits it. I mean, the life expectancy in every country that took the shots is going straight down.
He also got two strokes within a 4 or 5 month period. And, you know, Alex,
did he take the shots?
Yes. Right after he passed away, I learned that, well, he worked at Walmart too. I don't think they mandate it, but he got two vaccines and then two boosters later. So I'm guessing between 2020 to 2022, I don't know why he got so many shots. And he was a Trump supporter too. And I told him, I said, man, I'd stay away from those shots. But he just wanted to keep his job, you know, support his daughter. And it just, it really, I'm not a physician, Alex, but I mean, something smells funny in Philadelphia. And, you know.
Well, I mean, we've got all the studies. They did it. They admit it. And they're just beta testing, killing everybody. I'm so sorry about that, my friend.
Yeah, cancer doesn't even run in her family. Again, like I said, you know, and God bless everybody, you know, in this world. I just hope to God that people can just, you know, realize that they're killing us.
They have $100,000-plus bounties for every 200 children that they inject with it. And it's the same all over the Western world. You get a bounty for giving under 2-year-olds a shot. They know exactly what they're doing. Now they have promo videos in the U.S., Europe, Canada. I played one 2 days ago on Sunday where they're, oh, everyone has heart attacks now. Little kids do. You do. It's normal. You always had heart problems. You just didn't know it. It's so sick. I appreciate your call. Steve in South Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I guess my question is, what are we going to get hit with next? Okay, anybody that's been following your show for any length of time, all right, they hit us with the shots. They're telling us that they're going to hit the internet kill switch. They're going to, Trump supporters are going to attack the electrical grid. And I honestly, in my personal belief, I think with all of these assets in the Middle East, history is going to repeat itself once again. Problem, what does it cause? Problem, reaction.
Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution.
That's it.
No, I think the question you raised almost went to you first, but I split the order, is what are they planning next? I mean, they've already killed a bunch of us. They're telling us what we're about to do, which means what they're about to do.
Exactly. And with all of these assets in the Middle East, we've got submarines, aircraft carrier groups. The Chinese got submarines. That's where it's going to happen. It has to happen over there because that gives them the place to do it, what they're going to do. Something has to trigger off the Great Reset. I mean,
yeah, they got to bring in the new currency. It's like World War II set up the UN. Now they're bringing in the big control. And it's like a gun to their head to depopulate us. They just keep doing it.
Yeah, and, you know, the other day I was going through my phone because I saved a bunch of stuff from band.video. And when you interviewed Andrew Huff, and obviously I got his book. I just got your book signed the other day. Thank you. I watched that whole video, and it just blew my mind. And that was in, I think, October of 21. I may be wrong, but I know it was in 21 when you interviewed him. And then when you start reading the book again, and it's like I had a family member, I won't mention her name, and I gave her these pamphlets from the Geoengineering Watch with Dane Wigington, and there were 4 planes spraying us the other day over here. And I says, do you see that? I says, do you understand that they're spraying us with nanoparticles? And she said, looked up at her and says, well, if that's what it really is. And I'm just like, you know, like Ed Dowd said, we can't waste our time with these people anymore. They either have to be on board, get on board, and we just need to leave them behind.
That's right. We have crazy mad scientists that believe they're God, literally killing the planet and telling us the Earth's about to die because we're bad and civilization's about to collapse. Well, they cut off the fertilizer, the food, the energy, the infrastructure. I mean, this is it. I don't know if they make deals with aliens, devils, whatever you want to call it, but they've made a deal to wipe us out. And it's happening now. And people pretend like they're part of the power structure going along with it. You're not. You're all destroying yourselves. God bless you, Steve. Thank you. Russell, Nicholas, Alan, Jeff, Kevin, Bart, Frederick, Kathy, Lucy, Donna. Boom, boom, boom. Your calls when we come back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so I'll give myself a B-minus getting the calls here. They're great calls, but they're on too long. You got to get to everybody. So just be ready with your points. I'm going right to you right now. I'm going to California next to talk to Russell. Russell, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Happy holidays to you and your crew there. One of the things that strikes us and some of my friends and colleagues and family members is that when Trump becomes president, how is he going to implement all the things he wants to do, especially when you got a deep state Justice Department, the Border Patrol, the media, and everybody was going to...
Well, if he does what he should have done, he can fire every one of the directors and put people in when he gets in.
But how do you do that without force? How do you do that?
Well, I mean, the presidency has the power to fire those people.
Well, I mean, I understand that he can wave he's going to wave a magic wand and they're going to leave their office and go on...
Well, I mean, under federal law, with executive positions, the president can fire all of them. The Justice Department head, all the U.S. Bill Clinton fired all the U.S. attorneys, or 98 of the 100, his first day in office in 1993. Absolutely. Trump thought he could co-opt them and have them work with him, and they lied to his face, and he didn't do the background research. He did on judges. That's why we repealed Roe v. Wade. It wasn't perfect. But yeah, he can do that.
Yeah, but I can see the Republicans and the Democrats in the House and the Senate rally against him to make him lame duck and try and restrict him from doing.
Well, then,
that.
So what? Who should we? So what? What do you propose?
I'm just asking you. No,
I mean, they can even not confirm these people, but they'll still be basically recess appointments. They'll still be acting.
Well, I hope so. We would like to see it without any kind of stacking body issues, you know?
Yeah, well, they're trying to keep him out with all these fake indictments and all the rest of it. But no, Trump has said, I didn't understand before. I didn't know they lied to my face. He's going off their voting records and who they are. He won't get everybody perfect in. But if he gets in, that's why they're so scared. That's why he says he's going to become a dictator, which isn't true. It's because they're setting up a totalitarian system. But no, the president fires, you know, the admirals, generals, he could fire Mayorkas if he was in there right now. He could fire Merrick Garland right now. Remember, he fired the FBI director. Remember that, Comey?
Yes.
All right, thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate your call. I'm not even disagreeing with you, but it's just a fact the president could fire all these people. So I don't – you say, what if they refuse to leave? Well, that's what they're accusing Trump of doing, but he didn't do that. All right, let's go to Nicholas in Massachusetts. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, brother in Christ, General Jones, honor and privilege to get through the airwaves.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind, Nicholas?
I've been a listener right before the 2016 election. Just dropped $1.80 on your outstanding products. I try to support every month, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
You're the reason we're on air, brother. Thank you, Nicholas.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All I wanted to say is, yeah! Ah!
Ah!
The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. I bought the Trump shirt that says support, never surrender on the back.
Hey, you're the one keeping us on air, brother. You wanted to talk about what?
The products, they're just outstanding. That's all I wanted to say, man. Keep up the good fight, you know.
Brother, thanks for holding to say that. It really means a lot to me. That's why I hang in here. We have a mission to complete. Hope we can stay on air at least in the election, maybe for a lot longer, but it's you keeping us on air, so don't thank me. I thank you. Thank you, Nicholas. Let's go to Jeff in South Carolina. Jeff, go ahead.
Hello.
Yep, go ahead, Jeff. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, listen, I do want to talk about the white supremacy comment that Joe Biden showed earlier you put on there.
Yes.
But on a personal note, I grew up without a father, raised by a single mom in China. I remember asking her about my father, and she said, quote, he was a fine American man, handsome. He was called fentanyl. I was thinking that might be you.
All right, brother. I appreciate your call. Yeah, my six-year-old daughter loves fentanyl, the Chinese communist dragon. And so a few times in public and a few times when friends are over, she'll go, Daddy, let's look at fentanyl. People go, whoa. So I named the dragon the cartoon character fentanyl. And then my daughter's always like, we were out with friends and family on 4th of July out at some family's place, and we bought a little dragon that she wanted because she's not a fentanyl that, like, shoots sparks out of its mouth and out of its tail, out of its rear end. It's like a fountain. And all the family sitting there and friends are there, a bunch of people, like 30 people, and she's like, let's set off the fentanyl. It's fentanyl, fentanyl. And I'm like, that's the power of a cartoon with kids, folks. So she's only seen it a few times. I just caught you, American. And I didn't quite follow what you said. Something about your dad, your mom, fentanyl. But, wow, that's quite the call. Thank you, sir. Kevin in Colorado. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to ask you a question. Joe Biden, even during the first year of his presidency, I believe it was during a State of the Union address, he mentioned something really, really strange, and I've never heard anybody talk about it. And sometimes when you talk about the vaccines and the possible cognitive issues due to prions, it reminds me of what he said. And there was no segue. He just spit it out of the blue. And he said that there's going to be an epidemic of young Americans hospitalized, and it's going to overwhelm our medical system.
I remember that. Stop right there. Guys, type in YouTube or Twitter. Joe Biden says there's going to be an epidemic of young people who are sick. And now Gates has been saying for a year the next virus will strike children. I remember that. Very chilling. What do you think he was slipping up and saying?
It was one of the most bizarre things I've heard from a guy that makes a habit out of saying bizarre things. And I'll never forget him saying that either. And this was during the really the height of the pandemic.
That's Biden's State of the Union says, what was the exact quote? You said it right. It was Biden says young people will be hospitalized with mystery illness. What was it?
It was our medical system would be overwhelmed. Like it was going to crash our medical system.
Yeah, yeah. And so no Biden says an illness in young people will soon overwhelm our medical system. I remember that.
Yeah, I was wondering if whenever you're talking about the vaccine and the prion issue, maybe if you could play that clip.
Yeah, if this crew can't find it, we got other crew in the building. Find me the clip. Get it. I remember he said it. I think his first or second State of the Union, right?
Yeah, yeah, real early in his presidency.
There it is. Biden deploying military medical staff to help overwhelm. No, that was him during COVID. It's about young people and a mystery illness overwhelming hospitals. All right. Anything else, Kevin?
No, I'll keep on keeping on, Alex. It's going to be really weird going through the crash without you. You know, I've been listening a long time, brother. And God bless you.
God bless you, man. All right. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I've taken time out of my busy schedule, go down to the post office, get stamps, write letters. I've sent Owen two letters, and I heard the lawyer, Norm Pattis, saying he's not getting his letters, and I don't want him to be abused further by my comments, but I'm calling out this abuse by the Oakdale facility, and whoever this incompetent warden is, he needs to be removed. And I also got the X2 and turmeric toothpaste. Every drop counts. Every dime counts. Take advantage of the free shipping.
Absolutely. Look, Owen loves letters, but more importantly, just promote free speech and promote the fight against the globalists. Letters are great, but of course they're not giving him the letters. It's all about abusing him. It's not an incompetent warden. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I'm praying for Owen Schroer. I want everybody listening, I don't care what religion you are, pray for Owen right now and his safety.
Absolutely, and pray for all the political prisoners. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with Lucy, Donna, Elena, and others straight ahead. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The coordinates of freedom are band.video, just the word band, and then .video, band.video, Infowars.com. But they block band.video being promoted on any major big tech site, but the site to tweet out that takes you there is madmaxworld.tv and all the sub-URLs, madmaxworld.tv, madmaxworld.tv. Please share it now. It's all going to help us win.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Through your phone calls here on this live Tuesday, November 21st, transmission. Lucy in California, welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Alex. I love you.
Love you, too.
So I'm calling the power of prayer. I know that you said that the power of prayer for a global awakening. So I think it's happening, and we're seeing it, and I think we should just continue to pray. And for, you know, for the elections to come in next year, for God to intervene. And I know that you said that you want to pray more on air, and I think millions of us watching and joining you in prayer, I think we can move mountains.
No, I agree. And look, as bad as things are, if we don't fight back, they'll just be much worse. And so we have a responsibility to stand up against this.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say, and I hope that God intervenes. I pray that God intervenes in the next year's election and that we win.
I pray that, too. Thank you, Lucy. Amazing call. Frederick in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, a couple things. I'm in my 50s. I don't play video games, but I bought your game, and the voiceovers are just hilarious. People really need to buy it. It's just funny.
Well, let me say something about that. It's been a giant hit in the reviews. It's been mega viral everywhere. It hasn't made a ton of money. We're trying to fund the operation with it, but it's been a success, monetarily, moderately so. But as for news, the top video game reviewers have said it's the best throwback game in a decade, and they're blown away by it. The people that made it approached me like almost 2 years ago and said, will you do a game? And I knew they'd make. Actually hit the wrong button here. Sorry. So the game has turned out to be really great. And I'm very, very proud of it. AlexJonesGame.com. So I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, it's just fantastic. It's great. I'm so glad I got it. And people really need to buy it. Another thing, shortly after President Turd in My Pants took office, I had a couple dreams about Chinese troops on our soil. And this was before Michael Yan's reporting of course, the Darien Gap and the Chinese military-aged men coming across our border. A couple questions. Do you think they have sleeper cells in every state? And how and when, in your opinion, maybe in your gut, do you think those sleeper cells will be activated?
They're totally normalizing. The Chi-Coms run most of Hollywood. They run most universities. Thousands of public schools they fund and control. And so if we get in a major war with China, they'll activate them however they want, mainly cyber attacks. It could be physical attacks. I mean, we're just our sovereignty, our space, our territory. Americans are taught to be walked on. That's why the LGBTPS, pedophile Satan groups, literally are brainwashing elementary students and even preschool students. I mean, it's just all about walking on us, training us to be slaves, cutting our sons' genitals off. I mean, we were already completely overrun. I mean, it's not going to come with UN helmets. It comes with UN treaties over our health care. We were already under a UN emergency with lockdowns and masks and shots and just all of the abuse. We're already in it.
So you don't think they'll shut down, say, the grid and you'll blow up some...
Oh, no. That's down the road. They got that plan. But I'm saying we're already under UN treaties. We're already under the New World Order. If they need to fire shots, they'll do it later. We already have a Justice Department at war with the American people.
And with all the universities indoctrinating these students, how do you feel that'll come into play in terms of all the youth being indoctrinated into the communist?
Well, most of the colleges don't teach Xi Jinping's great. Mao's great. They just teach Maoist ideology and the breakdown of society and fund Black Lives Matter. So people, I mean, that's why Antifa calls themselves a Maoist movement. So when you look at it, it's Maoist because it's hand in glove with the Weathermen, with the Democratic Party. I mean, half the Weathermen ended up in the U.S. government. I mean, the government is run by super evil academics who obviously don't want freedom for people. That's their pop culture communism. It's all about absolute control for them.
One final question. I know you got to go. All the sources you've had throughout the years, particularly the ones that you really got to keep secret, are there one or two or a couple things that maybe you've been told that you just cannot tell us?
No. I mean, everybody thinks intelligence agencies like Hollywood and James Bond are magic. They're some of the most brainwashed, controlled people ever. Almost all of my research, almost all of my work is open source. The world government, the Satanism, the pedophilia, the open borders, it's all out in the open. I mean, yeah, like a TSA source, hey, they're going to try to roll out lockdowns again. And they tried it. They've actually done it in Australia, mask, all of it again. You know, that's a source on a particular thing that's about to happen. So those are very valuable. But I'm not saying this to act cool or something, but I mean, the intelligence agencies listen to me. I don't listen to them. They're not telling me what to say or do. There's a bunch of people in those groups that have tried to play ball with the system, and they've been put in power because they're yes men and women, or they got a chip on their shoulder. But some of them aren't bad people, and they've now been decompartmentalized. And so that's really where it's at. I mean, I don't really get anything from these intelligence agencies and people. There's nothing. There's nothing of any use. It's all a bunch of crap, a bunch of controlled jokes. They just love their title and think they're secret agents. They can't even find their ass with both hands, most of them. And I had family back when things weren't internet intelligence. It wasn't signals intelligence. It was mainly human intelligence who thought they were serving the country. And, you know, and they came back and said, we can't tell you, but the government's evil and kidnaps children and are devil worshipers. The whole government's evil. And then all they do is go to church 5 days a week and just freak out and stay in their houses after whatever they saw. So, I mean, but we can't tell you. It's just the government's pure evil. It's all over. Better get Jesus. You know, that's it. Well, what? On their deathbed, they kidnap children, they murder them. That's all. Yeah. You know, it's like deathbed confessions. You know, not people that did anything, but they just saw it. But I've been there with family dying. I'd say, run shelter, it's all for I mean, it's just like, so, I mean, that's it. Just total filth, total trash, total evil. That's your government. I mean, this is, all right, let's go ahead. Donna in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Two things. I want to inspire all of us during this dark time, not only winter, but obviously the dark time that we're in, to heed a call of our time. And that, in two things. First, if you will be gracious to play my song, We Are One, that unites us, Alex, in the great I am. And then the second part of my message is that in the darkness of winter, also in darkness of time, we're called to do giving and charity. And so I just want to encourage all of us to live a new charitable lifestyle. It actually heals the mind, it heals the body, and it restores the soul individually and collectively. To give charity to InfoWars, even if you commit $22 a month continuously. And I choose $22 because 22 means completion. It means fulfillment. It means justice. So I just had an idea, and I emailed you, for everybody around the world to commit to charity continually, $22 to InfoWars, and people in your community, the InfoWars.
Well, thank you. That'd be great if people want to support your great products in time. And we're trying to stay on air. But at a certain point, I'm tired of begging. We'll just shut down. I mean, look. But the point is that spreading the word about the truth and fighting the globalists is most important. And I appreciate your support. But I just don't want to squeeze people to support us. If they want to, that's great. The big thing is we got products you need that will enrich your life, like X2 and others right now. But tell us the name of your song again. I think you called in like 6 months ago. I think I saw your song. It was pretty good. And I'm going from memory. You called in before, right? She dropped off. Okay, I wanted to say the name of the song again. All right, the Vivek Ramaswamy interview I did last night is coming up. We had a lot of clips, a lot of documents to it. So it's almost like a documentary. Then there's going to be Mike Adams and more in the fourth hour today. And the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today with Harrison Smith filling in for the imprisoned Owen Schroyer. But, yes, we're in very, very, very trying times. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go to Alan, and then I'm going to go to Elena, and I'll try to get to as many of these as I can. But I need to go to the Vivek Ramaswamy interview because that fills up the rest of the hour. So we'll have 5 more minutes when we come back. But, yeah, X2's back in stock. It's the purest iodine out there. It's incredible things for your body, 25% off. Shoreline free shipping, double Patriot points. Black Friday comes early, and that's it. But if people want to donate, you go to InfoWars.com up there at the top and just donate. We have the whole Democratic Party, you know, spending $50 million the last few years suing us, trying to shut us down. Every dirty trick in the book, every lie you can imagine. Just, I mean, I've seen how they lie and how they twist, and it'll give you a headache. So I don't even pay attention to that, the attacks on us. I just move forward, cover the news, cover the information, because I just whined all day, you know, about what's going on with me personally or InfoWars. The show would be worthless. They intend to attack us, so we just talk about the attack instead of the issues for everybody. It's like Owen. We can spend 10 minutes a day on Owen, but if we spend the whole 4 hours, we lose the war. Okay? And that's what I tried to explain to people. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.